Proverbs for the day, February the 1st, so we'll read Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 2. We'll go ahead and read one with it, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Our verse for today, verse 2. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. We know this list goes on, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Notice this passage where he says, verse 2, to know, to perceive. Verse 3, to receive. Verse 4, to give. Okay? There is a great necessity for us to understand the purpose of these writings. You know, often the things that are substantially best known are the hardest to define. The idea of, we say, putting it into words. And putting into words is often a challenge of the things that we just actually, we understand them when we receive them. And so, in many places, those who can put it into words are often valued or in demand. Now, probably one of the strangest things about God's people is that when God puts into a person the things of God and they're able to put them into words, it's amazing how in many spheres they are not valued. They're not going to be valued by the world, for sure. We understand that. But they're also not valued many times by God's people. And sometimes I think God's people, you know, have really missed the boat through the years. There are people who will get to heaven and find out that God had put someone in their midst who could put things into words from the Word, and they didn't value it very much. Maybe because they had too much social things going on in their church, or too much political things going on in their church. But in our lives, it's important for us to grasp that here he said we have to learn it. We have to know wisdom and instruction. We have to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction. It's not within us. You see, there's always the natural versus the spiritual, and there's the worldly or earthly versus the heavenly, and there's the carnal versus the new mind, and there's to be carnally minded versus being spiritually minded. There's the Antichrist versus Christ. And so God's wisdom and his knowledge and his understanding is not intuitive. It's not intuitive. That is, it doesn't just kind of flow from within just because you have it. And yet, it's not intellectual either. For example, there's a sense in which we have to realize that it has to be received and perceived and given to us. One of the great examples that would stand out would be in 1 Kings, where the son of David takes the throne. His name is Solomon. Solomon is young in comparative terms, and so he takes the throne. And when he does, the Lord comes to him. And the Bible tells us that Solomon loved the Lord in 1 Kings 3 and verse 3. And the Bible tells us that in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And that is 1 Kings 3 and verse 5. Verse 6 goes on to tell us, "And Solomon said, Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child, I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people, that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And he went on to give Solomon more than that. But he was impressed in verse 11 that thou but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. So we look at Solomon, and he is considered, at least poetically, as the wisest man that ever lived. We know the Lord Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh, and he would have been wiser than anyone. But here's the thing. He comes to Solomon, and he says, I'm going to give you a choice here. Ask what I shall give thee. Ask what I shall give thee. Now, let's think about a few verses, okay? Let's think about the Bible recording the words of our Lord Jesus Christ when he's preaching to them, and he begins to tell them what kind of priorities in life to have. In other words, what should be the first of the first, okay? And when he tells us what should be the first of the first, he tells us plainly, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but do what? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, that may be almost terrifying or scary or whatever, and it is usually explained away in circles where we're not living by faith. Holding down a job is not a sign of not living by faith. But if I put money or work or income ahead of the kingdom of God, if I put it ahead of what it takes in my life for God to guide me and lead me, if I put it ahead of being a part of what God's doing on earth, some have even put it so far ahead as to not fulfill a specific calling God put upon them. So the great question today, beginning of this month, early in the year, just the second month of the year, would be this. What would you ask? What would you ask? And one way to answer that question would be to ask yourself, what am I really, truly desiring? What is it that comes to my mind just immediately when I think of something I want or desire or crave or am seeking? He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When I seek the kingdom of God, when I seek what's best for the kingdom of God, when I seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, it starts to put everything in right order. Because that's supposed to be at the very, very top of the list. It is also supposed to guide my other decisions and my other things that I seek out. Because that's what he made us for. That's what he made you and I for. He made every person, even if they're not saved yet, he made them to glorify him and to love him. Whether they do or not is not a sign of why he made them. It's just whether or not we've chosen to fulfill the destiny which he had for us, and that is to glorify him, to live for his pleasure. So this is a good time of year, February the 1st, to just say to ourselves, what would I ask? Now, before we close, let's just say this. If I would ask for these things that we look at here in Proverbs, if I would ask for example, wisdom and instruction and understanding and wisdom, justice, judgment, equity, okay, subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. If I would ask that, well, then I have to pursue it also. I don't ask it and it just, boom, comes out from inside of me. But when I do ask it, it points my eyes towards it, my mind towards it, points my face towards it, and then I pursue it. May God be with you today.